For the fourth week in a row, the pandemic's slowing down around the world. There are now more than 30% fewer new infections in Africa than a month ago.
These viruses generally tend to burn themselves out, even though, of course, when they burn themselves out without interventions, they create a lot of havoc.
Professor Mosa Moshabela is head of medical research at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. He says vaccinations are the single biggest factor behind decreasing illness and death from COVID-19, particularly their efficacy against the highly transmissible Delta variant.
There is sort of infection immunity that is building in the population around the world for this particular variant.
Moshabela says South Africa's third wave is officially over.
It'll give us a little bit of a breather. It requires for us to accelerate vaccinations, but also to continue to monitor trends globally to see if there's going to be any other emerging variants that might replace Delta.
The South African government plans to speed up the number of vaccinations by declaring them mandatory. People who can't show an official immunization card won't be allowed to travel by air, for example. Some universities are already refusing to allow unvaccinated students and staff on campus. The issue of so-called forced vaccinations has angered some groups, including the South African National Christian Forum.
People need to make a choice out of their own will, not under duress or fear.
Pastor Marothi Mashashane says his group's asking the country's constitutional court to issue an order preventing anyone, especially the government, from making vaccines mandatory. To force the jab onto citizens, says Mashashane, is a violation of their rights, and is also causing suspicion among some Christians.
The way this vaccination is becoming forcible, then it started to trigger in our minds as to whether we are not taking now a 666, the mark of the beast.
Some fundamentalist Christians around the world have suggested that COVID-19 immunizations are a way for authorities to brand people with a mark of Satan. They present no proof of this conspiracy, though. Mashashane adds that the government wants to make vaccinations mandatory to cover up the inefficiencies of its immunization program.
Therefore, that is really a triggering and making more resistant when the government is failing to have a clear approach and a manner of convincing or influencing. More than anything, they didn't even do much work to come to the community and inform the community about this vaccination.
The state argues that while it has a duty to guard against abuse of citizens' rights, it also has a duty to protect people from COVID-19. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.